Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, big 2 o'clock hour. Welcome in, everyone. Happy New Year. If you're just joining us, Colonel Alan B. West, our all-time favorite. Thought about him today when we started to hear that both of these guys had military experience. Apparently, both of them were at Fort Bragg, and it appears to be during the same period. I'm sorry, Fort Liberty. Same period of time. The more intriguing might be the guy in Vegas who, according to several news reports, is active duty Green Beret on leave or something. Let's go to Colonel West, Alan B. West, here on Talk Radio 1210. Colonel, welcome back and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dom. Thanks so very much. And it is Fort Bragg. Don't say Fort Liberty in my presence, please.
I will not. That's why I led with Fort Bragg. Just kidding, of course. You know, yeah. Whatever we call it, there's a lot of stuff here, a lot of things going on. You're on top of this stuff with the military. How do we have a guy, anything can happen, we understand that, that's a Green Beret and yet is engaged in what we saw in Vegas? You think the level of scrutiny and acting out would be, you just don't go and commit the ultimate act.
Well, you have to remember that this is nothing new. As Solomon would say, there's nothing new under the sun. Back during the Operation Iraqi Freedom, early on, you had an Army sergeant who threw hand grenades into the tent of his commanding officers. And then let us not forget Major Nadal Hassan and what he did, killing, I believe, 12 or 13, wounding another 30 or some odd at Fort Hood, Texas. And that was just right after I had retired from the military. So we do have these issues and problems in the military. But what is very perplexing is, are we going to see the same type of, you know, extremist training and scrutiny of the military that all of a sudden we were told we had to have after January the 6th, when we had to have all of this training and things instituted because they believed that too many conservative people were leaning toward being in the military. So you have these individuals that can be, transformed, that could be radicalized even in the military. And I think we have to start going back and looking at some of their duty positions. We have to start looking at maybe some of the places where they attended services, especially this mosque for the killer down in New Orleans, which has already put out a statement telling their congregants not to speak to the FBI, yes, but to direct everything to CARE. And we know that CARE is an unindicted co-conspirator in a terrorist case.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, the guy that we had on, our investigative reporter, Colonel, said the Green Beret guy, his beef may not have been radicalized like the New Orleans guy. There's apparently some footage, his beef is with Ukraine. And to your point, mm-hmm, if we're going to look at January 6th, I find it hard to believe, but you would know better. Do you think there are vast numbers of people in the military, or significant numbers, who would be so troubled with Trump's position on Ukraine that they could get to this level?
Well, you know, Dom, the thing is that we don't know what can set anybody off the edge. Look, I've had several very close members of mine in the military, to include my second in command when I was a company commander, who shot his wife and committed suicide. So we just don't know what can trigger some of these individuals. And I think it's very important that, especially when you start talking about Green Beret, which is a very tight-knit unit, we have to, you know, have these, you know, pay better attention to some of the activity that people are doing. And obviously, I don't know if there was some social media activity or disgruntlements that this Green Beret soldier had, but it seems to me that everyone is looking at everybody else's social media in the military, to include chaplains who speak out against, you know, same-sex marriage and transgenderism.
Yeah, the consistency is obviously lacking here. And I remember the first time, one of the first times I talked with you, we did get into Fort Hood, how shocking it was. It was an obvious thing. Now, maybe people in the military never thought Hussein would quite go off in the way that he did, but it was obvious he was radicalized, and they were fearful if they called him on it, they may not just not advance in the military, they might have deep trouble themselves.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You go back and you look at a lot of the testimony when he was up there as a counselor in Walter Reed Army Medical Center. There are many people that said they knew that this guy had issues, but they were afraid about seriously reporting it. And then he was transferred from up there to Fort Hood, Texas, which is where he committed his horrendous act. So I think that right now we need to start looking at how some things may be going the other way in the military with all this DEI and CRT and, you know, all of this talk about, you know, the negative aspects about Donald Trump. That can affect some people in the military as well.
Colonel Alan B. West with it. Colonel, to that point with the military, it seems to me Pete Hegseth may have turned the corner, I guess because some of the others, it's going to be even a fiercer battle. Do you have a sense among colleagues, people that you talk with, not a cinch, but that he is not going to be knocked out of the box right out of the opening gun in the confirmation hearings?
Well, I think it's very important that the president, much the same as with Brett Kavanaugh, he has stood by him, unlike what we saw with the withdrawal of Matt Gaetz. It's going to be an ugly confirmation hearing. I know that Senator Lindsey Graham got Hegseth to agree to lift the non-disclosure agreement, NDA agreement, from the woman in question. I don't know whether or not she'll be brought forward in that hearing, but we can expect some fireworks without a doubt. But at least he will get his day to have a confirmation hearing, which is the least that could be asked.
I think this current crisis, though, with the FBI and what we've seen in New Orleans and the woman that was the field director there, they put in charge saying no terrorism out of the box. I think that helps Kash Patel with maybe a few Republican senators. Any experience with Patel, and do you think it strengthens him given that the FBI really needs to be disrupted?
Yeah, I mean, what a really bad way for Christopher Wray and to go out, and for the FBI and really the Biden-Harris administration, you know, welcoming in New Year's Day with the two terrorist attacks. So, yes, I think that it is going to be very hard for people on Capitol Hill, these senators, to really go after Kash Patel when they see an FBI that's in crisis and they need someone that can come in there. And I'm sure Kash Patel, I've never met him personally, but I've seen many of his interviews. He will be quite sharp and he'll be quite ready for whatever things they bring up to in that hearing.
What's Colonel Alan B. West doing other than the things we know that you've been involved in? Is there anything new as you're looking toward 2025?
Well, you know, being here in the Dallas County area for as their Republican Party chairman, we've got municipal level elections that are coming up. Mm-hmm. And we've got a city of Dallas council that really we need to get some seats flipped there. So that's a big focus for me. But I will tell you, Don, one of the great honors that I will have is in February, I'll be down in Tuskegee, Alabama. I'll be jumping in a commemorative two jumps, 14 and 15 of February. For the Triple Nickel, the first Parachute Infantry Battalion, all-black regiment, and then also to honor the Tuskegee Airmen. So maybe if you get a chance, come down to Tuskegee, Alabama. You can do a live show from down there.
Oh, I'd love to do that. You know, over at Stan's Casaccio's house, I met one of them. One of the guys was 94, 95, and all he was talking to me about was, would you like to go for a helicopter ride? And I think he was still capable. I mean, and as much as they've been extolled, I'm so glad. I know there's a passion for you. They still, you cannot go overboard at what they accomplished, given everything, and what they stand for and the progress associated with it. And this guy was just like a walking American history in front of me.
It's incredible. And so, yes, the 14th through the 16th of February, down at historic Moton Airfield there in Tuskegee, Alabama, the Round Canopy Parachute Team, USA, which I'm a member of, will be doing two commemorative jumps out of C-47 World War II aircraft there on the field. And so please, folks, if you can come down, and Don, we'd love to see you down there to maybe do a live remote show from the actual Tuskegee Airmen Museum there.
Absolutely. I'm not going up in a plane again. I almost had my chance to parachute, you know, one of those with the instructor with you. And thank God it was raining. We can't do it today.
Oh, man. Well, you know, you can at least ride in the aircraft.
Okay, exactly. How many jumps have you done, Colonel?
I have 80 parachute jumps, and it was very fortunate. My 80th jump came in Normandy for the 80th anniversary last year.
With Waltz. Mike Waltz was there, too?
With Mike Wilson, yes, those members of Congress. It was just an incredible experience.
What are you looking for in the Trump administration now coming up in 2025? What is the major thing with you that you'd like to see?
They got to deliver. They have to deliver first and foremost on the economy. They have to deliver on the border. They have to deliver in restoring our national and our domestic security. Dom, I think what New Year's Day has shown us is that we are on a battlefield here in the United States of America, thanks to the Biden-Harris administration, how they have coddled these pro-Hamas supporters and Islamic jihadists, how they have opened up our borders. Now, Trinidad is threatening to use violence to, you know, gain entry into the United States of America. So Republicans got to put on their big boy and big girl pants up there on Capitol Hill and make sure they support President Trump.
Are you endorsing? Have you anybody for speaker? I mean, I'm tepid on Johnson, but I'm not internal to it. Just from the outside, I see how difficult it is hurting these five or six or seven Republicans who go off on their own here, often not legitimate, I think, is very difficult. I like Byron Donalds a lot, of course. Jim Jordan comes on the show. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want to run. What's your thoughts on how this turns out?
Hey, my thoughts are this. The big guy, the incoming president, has said who he wants to see as a speaker. Everybody needs to get on board with the team and make sure that we score touchdowns, just the same as I'm sure the Philadelphia Eagles looking forward to in the playoffs.
Well, I got to get you in on this now that you mentioned that. Oh, Dallas last week. Did you turn the game off?
Don't.
I mean, embarrassing.
Look, it's been a rough year for the Cowboys. I don't know where we're going to go forward. You know, they released Ezekiel Elliott again. I don't know what's going to happen with Mike McCarthy. But you think about all the money that has been spent on this team, they're not getting a good return on investment.
No, not at all. Now, my producer and I have been adamant, even though in Philadelphia, it might surprise you, only about 40% of people, I'd say, think that Barkley should have a chance at the record. I do, and my producer Henry does.
Totally.
Yeah, it's a team thing, but there is room, even in football, for individual accomplishment, and the offensive linemen particularly deserve part of this award. Where do you come down?
No, absolutely so. I think that it is a reflection on the team, and it's a reflection on the offensive line that would enable him to get that single-season rushing record.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, any bright spots in football for you? Let's see. Tennessee, they got killed.
Man. Well, look, Ohio State's on a roll, man. You just saw what they did to Oregon. The worst thing to happen for Tennessee was Ohio State losing to Michigan. But I will tell you this, you know, now we're going into college basketball season. Tennessee's men are ranked number one. We'll see how long they can hold on to that. They're 13 or 14-0. But I am enjoying college football season winding down, but I don't like this transfer portal. I don't like this NIL stuff and all this opting out. I think it's ruining bowl season.
Yeah, it's making – exactly. They're not going to get injured. They're not going to play for their team. Where do we find all things Colonel Allen B. West?
Well, without a doubt, you can find me out there on all the social media platforms, except for TikTok, because Dom and I, we don't support the Communist Chinese Party.
That's right.
And you can find me at the Steadfast and Loyal podcast. And, you know, check us out at the Dallas County Republican Party website. You can check out our Republican Party website. Doesn't mean that you support the Dallas Cowboys, Dom.
Gotcha. We know that. Thank you, Colonel, very much. We miss you here in Philadelphia. Hope we see you again this year soon. And I'll keep with management, the Tuskegee, and thrilled to see what you do for them every time.
Yeah, 14 to 16 February, Don. Would love to see you down there, take a picture of you. I'll be in my World War II paratrooper uniform.
All right, Colonel. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
All right, bye, guys.
All right. The friendship, there's no better. I mean, he is an all-timer, really. Colonel Allen B. West. World War II plane coming out of that. Oh, my God. 80 jumps. Okay. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us on the side question. You heard Colonel West's response to this. And with Pete Hegseth, did they bring in the woman in question with all this? I think that's appropriate in the hearing. I think he's got a very reasonable shot at being getting through. And Patel is strengthened by what's happened here. That's exactly what's needed with the FBI. But, as usual, it's back. It is time
it's
for...
Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
That's exactly right. Great prize today. We're playing for a $50 Metro Diner gift certificate. Visit metrodiner.com for a location near you. This is a great spot. $50 to spend on that. We'll get it to you pretty quickly. Just identify whatever Henry has cooked up today. Mm-hmm. Henry?
Yeah, so Dom, the holiday season has quickly come and gone. Soon we will not be hearing the glorious tunes of Christmas music anymore. I mean, I'm still hearing it throughout the office. I don't know about everyone else. But yeah, you won't be hearing any Christmas music anytime soon. And you won't be hearing any New Year's music, probably because it doesn't really exist.
Okay.
But I think the one New Year's song we all know of is Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, right.
Today I'm going to play a cover of Auld Lang Syne. I want to know the famous 90s artist that sings this song, okay?
90s artist.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot in days of auld lang syne?
Mm-hmm. It's a nice voice.
Wow, yeah, very good. Yeah, not a bad cover at all. Usually they're dreadful. That's a good interpretation.
Mm-hmm. And you know it's good there's no music behind it either.
That's true. I mean, that's remarkable to carry that. I don't know too many who's identified with that song. That's the thing that makes it a little bit easier, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I usually go off the rails, somebody really identified with it, then I hear, oh, God, I can't take it. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. You hit us with that, you're the winner, you're headed off to the Metro Diner. Hit us on the side question, too. Do it right now, 855-839-1210.
Da, money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Well, that's exactly right. Let's hear the clue.
Oh, thanks, and my tear for all anxiety.
All right, the New Year's song. Let's go to Lance on the Dom Giordano program in South Philly. Hey, Lance, Happy New Year. Who's singing that?
That sounds like Leanne Rimes.
It is Leanne Rimes. Nicely played.
You know
Lance.
That one.
Yep. I'm surprised. Lance, I'll put you on hold. We'll get that off to you. And $50 Metro Diner gift certificate. I've been there several times. Visit metrodiner.com for a location near you. It is a great spot.
I had all these hints ready. I didn't think someone would get that on the first try.
It's pretty distinctive voice, but there might be any number that usually...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think several guesses. All right, we'll talk with Dave McCormick to round out the show today, the senator-elect. And over the weekend, you know, because of the terrorism thing, the degeneration of Anderson Cooper and the Andy Cohen guy, it just, CNN just cannot put themselves out of their own misery. And according to news reports, the one guy talked about being high on LSD. Here's a little bit. This is, I don't even know this guy.
Diplo.
I don't know too much about him. Here are the two new, well, Anderson Cooper, the face of CNN. I'm not sure, maybe Caitlin Collins is now. Diplo is with them. Yeah, they did stuff previously where Don Lemon was drinking pretty heavily with a female host in a bar in New Orleans, I think. It was pretty nuts. And they've done a lot of tequila and all. But when a guy says he's tripping on LSD, cut three,
Temple
here's how
made.
It sounded.
Earlier that you ran the 2023 LA Marathon while on LSD.
How is that possible?
What was that like?
I just think it makes your mind work. You move faster. You're able to incorporate your body. It just was a little hack I had. I think it's illegal in the Olympics, but it was fun.
Wow.
What is the most, I'm so curious, what's the most conventional place that you've done LSD?
Right now?
Right now?
This one, the helicopter on your way.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Please. Oh my God. Hold on. Please tell me.
I'm not even lying.
You're tripping right now?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
But it's like a light.
Wow. Okay.
It's like a light trip.
Wow. A light trip.
Yes.
Wow.
How do we look to you? As weird as we do in real life or weirder?
All I see is this camera. I don't even see you guys. They won't let me look at the screen, so I have no idea what you guys look like. So.
You can picture us. You can picture us.
Show me them for a minute. Oh, you guys look beautiful.
Of course we do.
All right, that gives you an idea of where CNN's going. My goodness. All right.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's completely illegal and you're endorsing it.
I wouldn't say he's endorsing it, but he's
sure
like,
they
hey.
Are. Putting a guy on national TV who says that, I wouldn't have him on the air at that point. You know, if somebody's drunk, they're all drinking, oh, that's one thing. But if he's doing LSD in that situation, there might even be insurance repercussions depending there. But they did have... quite a comedic interlude here with Andy Cohen. Whitney Cummings, so I've seen in several places, and they allowed her both to go after CNN and also to be fairly funny. Here's Cummings talking about the corporate media in America, Cut 11.
Let me be clear, though. 2024 was not only negative. The media wants us to believe this country is so divided, but we actually came together a lot this year. Like, as a nation, we unanimously agreed that we would rather see J-Lo in a toxic relationship than in concert. We all agree the government totally knows what drones are and are telling us. The drones are still up there, and we have no idea what's behind them. No idea. I mean, they're still up in the sky, so I guess we can rule out that they were made by Boeing. The point is, I think we
Good
all
line.
Agree on a lot of things.
Yeah, the drone's making its way in Boeing. And one more, talking somehow or another, the fact, allegedly, that the shooter in Butler didn't have any silverware in her house. I have never heard that before, but here's a little bit more of Whitney Cummings.
Is this cut 2 or 12?
This is cut 12.
And since I only have a minute left live on establishment media, why don't we just say a bunch of things that we know that they'll never cover? Okay, ready, go. Trump shooter didn't have any silverware in his house. No one thought that was weird. Are we still rolling? Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia put money into Disney, so just know there won't be any girl characters in the next Cars movie. Are we still rolling? This is wild.
Well, true. Yeah, they have veto power over that. We'll see if that's the case. All right, 855-839-1210. What is the headline that you'd like to see in 2025? We're going to talk with Senator-elect next, Dave McCormick, who we'll find out exactly what he's going to emphasize, but I will ask him, as he takes office tomorrow, about the response to the terrorist attacks. He's a former military guy, too. I mean, it ought to shock everybody that you have a former Green Beret who is on leave, and he's the one involved in the terrorist attack in Vegas. Some connection to the other guy. They were both at Fort Bragg. I haven't seen anything else other than the Sugar Bowl will be kicking off this afternoon. I don't think there's any threat. You're always going to have copycats, but the government and the infrastructure and the top police people in New Orleans are pitiful. They apparently now are saying they will only have protective measures in place when we get to the NFL and the Super Bowl. See, that's the only thing that drives this. Not, apparently, New Year's Eve, all those crowds of all this stuff that they spent a lot of money on and would have prevented this, or just putting trash trucks, as every other city does, in some place that you want to block off. I know it's not the most picturesque, but neither is a cop car that you can maneuver around. You can sort of hit it and slide. You can't do that. You're not doing that with a trash truck. It would take up the space. Just simple things, stuff that's senseless, but the death toll continues to climb. God knows people that are injured, what they're suffering. Incompetency, arrogance, not scoping this out in not one but two places. We were kind of lucky in Vegas that it wasn't any worse. All right, 855-839-1210. Dave McCormick next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. In a moment, we'll talk with Senator-elect Dave McCormick. Hey, are looking to achieve your health goals and start the new year right? Now's the time to optimize. Support your heart health, cholesterol, digestive health, energy levels, and more with Rescue Natural Supplements with their New Year's savings. Rescue is celebrating. You can save 35% on single bottles of Rescue supplements. Use the code HEALTH35, HEALTH35. Try the popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3s for heart health, Rescue Probiotic for better digestion, or Rescue Orasine for more energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To place an order, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or speak to a Rescue product consultant, or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Start your journey to better health today. Use the code HEALTH35, HEALTH, H-E-A-L-T-H, 3-5. Again, save 35% on all single supplements with that code HEALTH35. Don't wait. Make this year your best yet with Rescue. All right, tomorrow is the swearing-in, and we're here with one of the principals who really is going to put Pennsylvania back on the map, Senator-elect, almost Senator, Dave McCormick with us on Talk Radio 1210. Senator-elect, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. How are you?
Well, very well. Before we talk about the committees that you've chosen to get on and the reasons, energy, I know, is a biggie. Given your military experience, given your new role as a senator, these terrorist attacks, probably in two places, the military connection, what are your thoughts, Dave? What do you think should be going on in the Senate to kind of move the ball forward on this?
Well, I think it just reinforces the need for vigilance. You know, we have terrorist threats from around the world and here at home. We need to secure the border. We need to fight against this extreme ideology that seeks to destroy Israel, that seeks to destroy America. And it's just a reminder, a very sad and tragic reminder of the threat. And so we need to do all the things that are required to make sure that those threats are reduced abroad, but also reduced at home. And, you know, as a U.S. senator, that's what I'm going to be focused on day one, particularly closing the border, because we know that hundreds of people on the terrorist watch list have come into our border. And it doesn't appear that that was the case with the guy in New Orleans. But this is very much a risk we all have to come to grips with.
Yeah. And during your campaign, I think effectively people gave you the nod because Bob Casey Jr. just could not bring himself to push back on some of the haters of Israel, including leading, at least for the progressive wing, Congresswoman from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where we need to both respond in deed and in word to what we hear with this extremism. So the anti-Semitic behavior we're seeing on our college campuses, we need to call that out with strength and moral authority. And we need to fight the seeds of this terrorism abroad. And, you know, I think that's something President Trump talked about on the campaign trail. It's something I talked about. And, you know, I'm going to be a strong voice against anti-Semitism, against hatred of any kind, and a strong voice for going after the terrorist forces, both inside our country and abroad. And I don't think you can equivocate on that. I think you got to be strong and consistent, and that's what I plan to be.
Give us some of the committees and tell us why you chose, if that's the case. I mean, sometimes, you know, you just can't get on every committee you want. What committees will you be serving on?
Well, I'm going to be on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, which is was really one of my first choices. And the reason for that was because I said on the campaign trail that energy was the long pole in the tent of Pennsylvania's future. And so we need to unlock natural gas. We need to double down on nuclear, on all sorts of energy, including solar and wind, but also coal. And so Pennsylvania is blessed with an abundance of these natural resources and all the technology capability we need to go into the next session. So on the Energy Committee, I think I can be a strong voice for permitting reform, for embracing energy dominance, which is what President Trump talked about, what I talked about on the campaign trail. So that was number one. The second committee that I asked for was the Banking Committee. And, you know, our financial markets right now are incredibly important to America's future. And in particular, there were two things about banking, maybe three, that I thought were very important to Pennsylvania. One is access to credit, which is one of the things I heard about from farmers on the campaign trail from small businesses. Second is crypto. Crypto is something I embraced. It's a big area of growth for Pennsylvania. We've got a huge crypto community in Pennsylvania, and I think we can put common sense regulations in place that will really encourage the growth of crypto. And finally, the Banking Committee is where we can really put some of the tough-minded sanctions in place on China. I said on the campaign trail we needed to toughen up our stance on China, and the Banking Committee and sanctions is one way to do that. So those are the committees that I've asked for. I've also been asked to join the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and I have seniority on that committee, and I'll be chair of a subcommittee that deals with some of these terrorist threats. It's the Middle East Counterterrorism Committee, so I'll be dealing with issues of Iran, support for Israel, fighting back on terrorism in the Middle East. So that is that's consistent with everything I talked about on the campaign trail. And I think I can be a strong voice in all those committees for Pennsylvania.
Well, I think that last one, too, certainly fits. But I got to ask you, I'm not a crypto guy. Now, admit, limited understanding, if you quiz me, we may have to go to a break. I don't know what I'll do. But tell me exactly, you just don't strike me as a crypto guy based upon a lot of stuff. What exactly,
you know,
is it for listeners?
I came to this over the last couple of years, but crypto is essentially a mechanism by which different two parties can transact with a digital currency. And the benefit of that is it takes institutions out of it, allows real freedom, financial independence. It also allows you, ironically, to both keep anonymity among the people that are using this for transactions. This is a blockchain is the technology, but it allows you to track the transactions in a way that it helps identify illicit financing and terrorist threats. So the reason I've embraced this is it's a key source of innovation for job growth, because it's really consistent with my conservative principles of independence and keeping the government out of things when possible. And finally, it allows us to fight back on illicit finance and terrorist financing. And so for those reasons, I've become a real fan of crypto, and it's a big deal in Pennsylvania, particularly in the Allentown, Bethlehem area around Philadelphia. This is an area where young people not our age, Dom, in their 20s and 30s, are really embracing this as an area for growth and opportunity, and that's why I'm excited about it.
Allentown, Dave, we got to book you again for tomorrow. I know you're busy tomorrow, but you've opened up a whole, I mean, you can't tell, the thing we're afraid of, too, is the digital dollar that the Biden administration was going toward. But the crypto part of this is amazing to me. You've just opened up whole new avenues to talk about this. I agree. I see your interest in terrorism and some of the financing, but isn't this like the Wild West, though? We don't want to overregulate, neither you or I, but this seems
Well, that's the key. Yeah. That's the key. You know, this is I've lived through several of these waves of innovation. You know, I lived through the personal computer. I lived through the internet. You and I both did. I've lived through a cloud. And this is that next generation where around the world, there's huge innovation in crypto and blockchain. And if we don't lean into this, America will be left behind. And the key here is to have common sense regulation. So you don't want the Wild West where it's completely unregulated, but you also don't want to have the Biden administration where there's this enormous attack, really, which is outside the bounds of regulation on crypto. You want to have a balance where you create a legal framework that keeps consumers safe and allows crypto to flourish, but in a way that's in the best interest of the American economy and in the best interest of the people that are affected by it. So that's what we need, common sense regulations. We haven't had that, and I think I can be a strong voice on that in a way that helps Pennsylvania.
Wow, you've opened up. I can't tell you. This is talk radio gold, what you've opened up here.
I'm ready, Dom.
Next time we're on, not in a contentious way, but I'm just interested, and I get the employment part, and I get the idea that we always want to be with the next wave. I just see your Sam Bankman and people like that for some reason in the back of my head. You have to really be a player in this, really understand it. Would you agree on that to participate?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not giving investment advice by any stretch.
Yeah,
What I'm saying is that these waves of innovation come. And now, you know, Sam Bankman is that would be much more in the AI area, which is related but different. This crypto blockchain arena is really where financial transactions are headed. And it's becoming a huge area of growth for jobs and innovation. And so Pennsylvania needs to be a participant in that. On the artificial intelligence front, we should maybe talk about that for a minute because I think it ties to what we just energy. You know, the key with artificial intelligence is this enormous need for power. And so when you look at the projections for energy, over the next 10, 15 years, it's going to double or triple the demand based on these data centers that are driving artificial intelligence. Pennsylvania should be at the forefront of that data center growth, of those new jobs. I was just with a bunch of trade unions last week, and all they talked about was artificial intelligence and the need for Pennsylvania to become a player because we've got this abundant, cheap energy. And that energy is going to be critical to the development of artificial intelligence and data centers. And so Pennsylvania is really poised to be a real leader here if we have the right kind of leadership. So, listen, we need to do things that makes manufacturing more competitive. Advanced manufacturing here in Pennsylvania creates those great paying jobs. We also need to embrace the next generation of technology like crypto, like data centers for artificial intelligence. That's how we're going to grow the Pennsylvania economy, and that's how we're going to create the jobs that our young people need to stay right here in Pennsylvania.
What a difference from Bob Casey. We still would be debating the size of Snickers bars. So I commend you on this to be continued. Can hardly wait to get you back, though, to delve into this. Congratulations. Tomorrow, a singular day in Washington. Certainly earned. You went through two really tough campaigns. Glad that you decided to campaign again.
Hey, Dom, thank you. I am honored to do it. You know, I've got my overwhelming feeling right now is one of gratitude, a real sense of privilege to be able to take on this job, and, you know, commitment, responsibility. I feel a huge sense of responsibility to do everything I can to serve our great Commonwealth well. So stay tuned. I'm going to do everything I can, do my best, and I look forward to being on your show sometime soon.
Absolutely. Dave, thank you again. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year.
All right, Senator Dave McCormick, I didn't know where the crypto thing was coming out. All right, we'll talk about that more tomorrow. I don't know how many kryptonites we have out there in the Dom Show. But coming up, it is the lightning round. I see some good ones. Hit us with yours. Get your name into the hat for the big prize tomorrow. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, hit us with that headline you'd like to see in 2025. Phil in Delaware with Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210. What's your headline,
Phil? Good afternoon.
All right, Phil, you're underwater. I can tell. What's your headline?
All right,
Phil, I'm sorry. You said that Trump assassination, Biden indicted. It was a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Kimberly in AC. Kimberly, what's yours?
Hi. Here it is. G25-195 declares world peace. All countries agree to work together to strengthen the global community, exemplifying respect, compassion, and love for the entire human race.
All right.
And I'm sure continue reading for details.
Thank you, Kimberly, very much. Alan in Hamilton. I don't know if he has the right thing. He's playing with the ear a little bit, which is good. Alan, what's your headline?
The Republicans take Trump's racket.
Yes. Go ahead.
Scott Fisler.
Yes, who will be with us again on Monday. And in about a week, we're arranging a big summit with him in Jersey, Alan. I'll give you all the details on that. He's got a lot of backing. Should we call Drum Flocket Trump Flocket?
Sure.
There you go. That's where I thought you were going. It is
right.
A strange name for the governor's mansion. Tom in Rosemont. All right, Tom, what do you have today?
Happy New Year, Dom. So
Happy New Year.
This will be the year when you announce that you now support no savesies for parking spaces in Philadelphia during snowstorms, because civilization will prevail, Dom.
You know, the odds on that, or me saying that capital punishment is over, I think they're pretty dim.
And I also want to announce my candidacy for Caller of the Year. I'm going to start early, work hard, and do my best.
All right.
They won.
Start the campaign. As soon as Dan is back, we got the whole crew here. We may have to start a year long for, what could happen in a year?
Oh, a whole regular season.
A regular season.
Conference
tournament. Playoffs to get into the final 12. There you go, Tom. Thank you for announcing that. You got to call a little bit more than you do, but you're a great caller. Drew in Upper Darby, one of the contestants in Caller of the Year. What do you have, Drew?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, I know it's never going to happen because the mainstream media, they never turned in the Pulitzer Prizes that they stole for the fake news Russiagate. But how would you like to wake up one morning and the Philadelphia Inquirer headline was Donald Trump wins the Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, deserved with the Abraham Accords, et cetera, and what I think he'll be able to do in the Middle East. Unconventional.
I agree.
But and Obama got it, what was it, like 6 weeks, 4 weeks into his term, something like that?
Yes, and wasn't it Obama after the terrorist attack in Texas by that major? He's the first one that came out and said it's not an act of terrorism.
Well, so, he also called it the corpse instead of core in his speech there. Just another CORPS. Chuck in Newtown Square. Chuck, final hitter. What's yours, Chuck?
Hey, Happy New Year, folks. You know, I think for the incalculable damage this man did to our personal lives and for the economy, I like the headline of America finally finds its cure, Fauci indicted.
All righty, Chuck. Yeah, we're not going to let go with Dr. Fauci, I'm sure. Henry, I kind of like Tom and Rosemont, but give me a couple of other contenders.
Yeah, I'll give you a few here. Embrace debate, Richard in Westchester, Philly's management moves Schwarber to clean up. Disagree, but that's a good one. I like Kimberly in Atlantic City's call, because it was a long title and she memorized the whole thing. Tom and Rosemont, obviously, with the hitting it local with the no savesies during snowstorms. And I really like Chuck's answer there. It was kind of, play on words. Americans find cure, Fauci indicted.
I kind of like Tom and Rosemont. He's great. And I'm kind of liking you starting the call of the year. Oh, my God. What could go wrong with the regular season? I can see the results. All right, put him into the hat. We'll have the winner tomorrow. Tomorrow, because of Bourbon Street, I might ask, we did this a couple years ago. We had a lot of fun with it. All-time great street. You give us a street. Real or fictional? Real or fictional? So be ready with that. The fictional might carry the day. All right. I think we have Richie Alway back today for four big hours, ready to take you home. And I'll be with you tomorrow. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Probably have Michael Whatley on the show tomorrow, too. A lot to talk about with him. And the speaker's race, does it get decided tomorrow? We'll see. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.